the Sports Project Radio Show in Greater Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor at Davenport University. Joining me on the Addicts Sportswear guest line, sports performance psychologist, Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Welcome back into the Sports Project Radio Show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve. Thanks so much for having me again. Appreciate it.
So talk about New Year's. You and I have been going back and forth the last couple weeks, and it was January 1, last Saturday, and the Sports Project was working. Most everybody else wasn't working. You were willing to work, but we moved your segment to this week, and one of your comments back to me was, I think that's a bad move, Steve, because by January 8th, people are going to already blow their New Year's resolutions. What's your New Year's resolution or resolutions?
Yeah, I actually wanted to get in more water. I've done a really good job this last year of improving sleep, which I talk to a lot of my clients about. Been in a regular exercise program for a few years, and so I wanted to take one of the next steps for health and just get in at least a half gallon of water a day. So I got this cool bottle that kind of labels it every couple of hours how much to drink. But my point is, yesterday I started to struggle. I was good for 7 days, and true to my word, it's like I had a little bit more coffee. I started to drink water a little bit less and had to chug it very much at the end.
And that hurts.
which of course then, you know, makes you go to the bathroom at night and disrupts your sleep, and it becomes problematic. But the point of wanting to come on today, it's the second Friday of every year that is actually known as Resolution Quit Day. So you technically have six more days. But I think most people like me are going to start to be like, oh, you know, I'm not motivated anymore. It's not as exciting. We get struck with the boredom of whatever it is that we want to kind of keep doing. And we give in to these negative emotions. And that's the key to setting goals. Forget, like, just don't set goals just at New Year's. That's another problem. There's nothing about a New Year that's going to motivate you. If you want to do something, do it when you want to do it all throughout the year.
But
you're trying to go across the street to your goal and you're looking left for cars, but the cars are coming from the right. And those are the negative emotions that you have to manage if you want to be successful.
Yeah, it's a pendulum swing of emotions. I think the psychological part of people are trying to turn a page always. And it just seems like it's convenient after Christmas and at New Year's to do something. So that's good. That's positive. Do you think people bite off too much, like the goal's too big, where they set themselves up for failure?
That's extremely common. And I'll give you two other things too. So one is, often it's too big. You're looking at this big thing that you want to get done, and nobody can accomplish that in a day or in a week, sometimes even in a month. And so when you're looking at this big, big task, you get this negative emotion of overwhelm. And that's very much what holds up a lot of people who are stuck procrastinating or, you know, unable to stick with it, is that you get overwhelmed. You're like, this is too much. So the big key to that is to say, well, what do I have to do today? What is a manageable task that's going to move me forward? We only improve in small increments. We only improve 1% at a time. You can't get to 5% improvement without going through 1, 2, 3, and 4. So if you are able to manage it down and say, what's the small thing that I need to do today? In fact, I was thinking like, well, gosh, do I want to drink 3/4 of a gallon or even a gallon? I see some people working out a lot who drink that much water. I'm not sure if that's even healthy, depending on, so I don't want to advise on nutrition. You can save Wendy for that.
Yeah.
But in the sense of that, I was like, gosh, if my goal was to drink a gallon a day and I was only drinking a cup, like that would overwhelm me and I probably wouldn't drink anything because I just feel like I'm failing because I'm not having that big outcome. So you're right. That's really a big one there is you want to set it off into manageable chunks that you can do on a daily basis.
We had Wendy Erlbeck, a sports nutritionist, on the show, and she said the rule of thumb is to drink half of your body weight in ounces per day.
Okay.
So for me, that would be 100 ounces of water a day, which seems to be almost impossible to do, but you got to break it down. I got a 20-ounce cup from Isagenix and filled it up and started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you need to get 5 of those in by hopefully by 6 o'clock so you're not, you know, So you're not up all night going to the bathroom. But you mentioned on your social media sites that you made a commitment to 64 ounces of water. The bottom line is get more water in your systems, folks. It's good for you, right? 64 is really good. 100 is, man.
Stop you here, though.
Huh?
I want to catch. You're ready to fail here, Steve. let me analyze you publicly here for a second. There are two things that you told me that tell me you're not going to make it. I mean, if you make it to next Friday, I'm going to be surprised.
I'll call you.
Here's the thing. Two things. First, you said, well, hopefully. And then a couple of minutes ago, you were like, when we set these goals about what we're trying to do to change, those are all failure words. There is such a lack of commitment to going ahead, as if something magical is going to happen, or I'm really hoping for this great outcome. And what is needed is a firm commitment to the process. For Star Wars fans out there, Yoda said it best, do or do not, there is no try. And when you say try, what you're doing is you're committing to an effort in that direction, but you're completely allowing failure to come in. If there's some weird food that I want to try, I can taste it and I can spit it out. There's no commitment to eating it. That's what try means. But if you're going to drink 100 ounces of water, your language needs to be, I'm going to do this. And it implies no matter what, it implies that I will welcome, you know, and I feel full, that I don't feel like doing it, but I'm going to do it. When you say try or hopefully, you're creating so much room to let excuses be a reason why you don't. And then you've actually filled your goal. Well, I did try it and you don't feel so bad, so you protect your ego. So stay away from that word try and hopefully. If you do it or don't. And that's going to really require you to think about it and interact with those negative emotions differently in order to succeed.
Yeah, it's framing it properly, right? I mean, to set yourself up to make daily victories, weekly victories, and then let the momentum carry you a little bit and make those goals. I mean, there's people set these goals because they want to do great things. And then they set great goals that they can't get, so they fail. And then I didn't do anything. I failed. And it's I needed to get you on to get people, get that goal on paper and make it attainable and then attack. Right. I mean, get going and don't make it. Maybe in 3 months you can up the goal. Right. Maybe you can go from 64 ounces to 100 ounces of water per day. If you had that as a goal, maybe 64 is optimal for you. But man, it's such a psychological battle and people battle themselves. And I think don't you think they fail more psychologically? And then it leads to the physical failure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's our thoughts and feelings that, you know, go ahead of any action that we take. You know, we have to psychologically decide what we want, emotionally attach to it, or find how much value is in it. And all of those things are going to inform our behaviors. And, you know, writing down the goals and you know, focusing on the goal is what people will always say, but it's not actually correct because that's the outcome. And the outcome does not inform the process of what you need to do. So all my athletes, all my musicians, all my performing artists, I'm always taking them away from a focus as they're performing on what they want, scoring the points, winning the game, you know, playing the perfect song, and saying, well, what is the process of it? What do you need to do right now? So that goes back to sort of those smaller chunks. But here's what I want everybody to do. Yes, write down your goal. That was a great idea. Have a deadline about when you want to get it done. Break it down into a process. If I want to lose weight, I need to have this many calories and this exercise program on these specific days. But then do this. Write down the biggest obstacle that's going to get in your way. What is the thought, the feeling that is going to sabotage you? You know darn well what it is, because it does it to you every time you try to achieve
every
this
every year.
Yeah. Write that down and come up with a very realistic plan for you about what you're going to do in order to overcome it and commit to that. So if you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm going to exercise after work, but when I get home, the kids want to talk to me, I'm hungry, I sit down and I get into the, you know, the couch, you know, brings me in and sucks me in and I watch Netflix. Okay, well, then my commitment would be that's the problem. How do I solve that? And it's like, well, I'm going to come home and before I say anything to anybody, I'm going to put on my running shoes and go. Even better, I'm going to bring my running shoes to work and I'm going to run around the block at work before I get home. And then you have a plan that sabotages what sabotages you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and that's where people need guidance from somebody, but would be you, and to get them, you know, like I made a goal to lose 5 pounds in January. And, you know, people could make a bigger goal to lose 40 pounds this year. And I didn't want to go there. I wanted to do the 5 pounds first and get some momentum going and then go to February. And then go to March, and then go to April. But it's, and I learned that through some of your stories in your social media. Where can people get a hold of your information?
Yeah, the easiest is just my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com. And on there, you got links to all the social media, like at Sports Dr. Eddie on Instagram. Then you can do, you check out the membership. That's really the big thing. It's the most cost-effective way. Got a community of high achievers overcoming these obstacles to excellence. It's an online platform with video modules. We've got monthly meetings on Zoom. And you can find that at the membership on the page.
On Facebook, on social media. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thanks so much for enlightening us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show. And I will try. I will try. Yeah. I will drink 64 ounces of water a day with 100 ounces in sight, but 64 is a minimum. Maybe that's a better way to do it. And thank you so much for your guidance this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
All right. Best wishes, everybody.